Hello and welcome to another podcast by Adam Jaffrey. The date is the 29th of August 2011. This cast is a follow-up to my last two, Boo number 18 and 19, about Apple as a brand and how they are an anomaly, why you should not copy their marketing strategy, and also a reply or a subsequent reply to other users of Audio Boo, Nick Holloway Vox and SM2N, who listened and provided some very thoughtful responses to my thoughts and musings. The very first thing that I would like to address is in Boo number 19. At the very end, I made a horrible statement saying that tactics, strategy, and planning are all the same thing, and of course they are not. Tactics are short-term things that that companies go about in order to achieve their marketing goals. Strategy is a long-term vision, and planning is the process by which you establish something. So you could plan your strategy, or you're playing your tactic, or whatever it is. So I do apologise for that confusion. Now, firstly, just to address Nick Holloway Vox's comments, he made the argument that Apple is the expression of genius in that of Steve Jobs, and what I took from that was that that Apple is really an expression of Steve Jobs, which to comment on that, I somewhat agree with. Nick Holloway-Vox then went to make the point that because you will never be Steve Jobs, that you will never be able to quite emulate him, and obviously, you know, because you are not Apple, you will never be Apple. To somewhat sort of back my original argument up, which I do agree with. SM2N then went on to say that, contrary to my argument, that different companies in the same positions, if they follow the same tactics, will consequently be successful. And that's obviously a fair assumption to make, because if you are in the same position as somebody else and you follow the same tactics and do exactly the same thing, then essentially you will be the same. There's essentially no difference between you and another company if you're in the same position and do the exact same thing. I guess that's a little bit of a difficult concept to think about, because with companies and branding and things like that, there are always intangible values associated with a brand. And that's a perceived thing that's in the mind of the consumer. So you may perceive that a Apple computer is more valuable than a Dell computer simply because it has the Apple logo and it's an Apple product, where in actual fact the chipset and I mean, excluding all of the user interface and the operating system, but all of the hardware could be exactly the same. But you just perceive that the Apple product is more valuable because of those intangible benefits. So whilst I do agree with what SM2N has said, it is a little bit difficult to quite separate two companies in that regard. Now I'd like to move on and again try to clarify my thoughts from Boo number 18 and 19 just a little bit further. So just to address number 18, I've re-listened to it a few times, and what I was essentially trying to get at is that that Apple is Apple and you are not, and that's why you can't copy them. Now I'm going to go and explain that a little bit further on why that's the case. However, I also made the point that Apple is the exception to the rule in many marketing tricks and many of their marketing tactics, and I guess in a sense that this can be an advantage when you are the exception to the rule. I mean, in the business world, in the consumer world, you want to be different from your competitors. And this is what's known as a unique selling proposition, or often abbreviated to USP. And what this is a defensible, unique, favorable, and strong association to your brand. So when we talk about brand associations in marketing, and I don't want to get too technical here, but when we talk about brand associations, they have to have the three properties. They have to be unique to your brand, so they're defensible and they can't be copied. They have to be favorable, obviously a no-brainer, and they have to be strong, so that people actually remember them and relate them to your brand. So having traits and associations that are different from other brands are obviously good. Now let me elaborate a little bit on Apple some more. Now Apple, I made the point in episode 19 that Apple products are aspirational, or the Apple brand more so is aspirational. It's beautifully designed. It has a very strong and favorable brand image, and they have a fantastic user interface. Which I don't think anybody could argue with those things. The point that I want to make, though, is that because the Apple brand is aspirational, there is a certain uniqueness that comes with that. You can't copy that aspirationality, to make up a word. And that aspirational nature of their brand is the reason that they can charge a price premium on their products. So the point I was trying to make in episode 19 is that you can't copy Apple's strategy since you don't have the Apple brand. Again, sort of going back to that core concept of don't try and be Apple because you're not Apple, which is kind of a really loose way to describe things and doesn't explain it very well. So to give you a bit of a better idea, I wanted to use an example. And that is Apple's use of the media. They're a very secretive company, and they don't really give much out to the media at all. They don't publicise any of the products or anything until launch. And when they launch the products, they invite the press along, as well as consumers, to their launch events, and everybody finds out together. However, Apple is one of the most well-publicised companies, technology companies in the world, which is very bizarre, and it's probably a little bit of a playoff between the fact that they are so secretive, that people are actually interested and want to learn about them, and the fact that they play the media and the PR game very well. So just to sort of round everything up, and to try and clarify the point I'm trying to make, is you are not Apple, so don't act like them. To give you an example, and don't take these quite too literally, but this is a way that you could be perceived if you try and copy the way Apple goes about things. So Apple could be seen as very arrogant in the way that they treat the media and the way that they treat consumers, etc. If you try and do that, you might be perceived as an asshole. Apple is very secretive. They don't let people in on their product launches or media events. If you try and do that, well, to be honest, the media don't really care about you at all if you're trying to be secretive, because you're not Apple. So keep that in mind. Apple have a very limited feature set. If you try and do that, you might be perceived as a crappy product. Apple do that to limit functionality and create a great user interface. Apple charge a price premium. If you try and do that, people might think, what's it for? Because you don't have such a strong brand. So in summary, and I think this sentence is going to try and round up everything I've been saying for the last two episodes or three episodes, Apple have built a very strong brand, the Apple brand, and now they can leverage it. So don't act like them without the brand to back it up. Because you are not Apple and you don't have the Apple brand, do not try and copy the Apple brand or strategy verbatim. Thank you for listening, and I'm sure this will continue to spark the debate.